Answers Magazine, Volume 5.3, pages 9 through 13. Perspective, as read by Paul Butler. The question of why. We've all heard that humans and chimps share up to 98% of their DNA. But new studies are accentuating the differences between humans and chimps. Research into one region of the Y chromosome has shown a difference of more than 30%. The researchers originally believed that human and chimp Y chromosomes would differ very little, based on their belief that both inherited their Y chromosomes from a common ancestor. They're now looking for mechanisms to explain the apparent rapid evolution of the Y chromosome that allegedly caused the 30% difference. They are not, however, rethinking their evolutionary presuppositions. Their initial conjecture is that chimps lost several genes after evolving from their common ancestor with humans. Creationists admit one thing about a possible relationship between chimps and humans. They have the same designer. And that presupposition is not open to change. The Scopes Retrial. At last, a Hollywood film on the 1925 Scopes monkey trial that does not attack Christianity. It's entitled Alleged, to be released in theaters soon. It provides a counter to the anti-creationist play Inherit the Wind from 1955 and its subsequent namesake films from 1960 and after. Alleged stars a familiar face in Hollywood and on Broadway, the Tony Award-winning actor Brian Denny. He plays evolutionary attorney Clarence Darrow. Interestingly, Denny played William Jennings Bryan, the creation protagonist in a recent Broadway production of Inherit the Wind. The other major co-star is Senator Fred Thompson, who plays Bryan. Both Senator Thompson and William Jennings Bryan ran for president, Thompson for the Republican nomination in 2008, and Bryan as the Democratic nominee three times. Producer and screenwriter Fred Foote told Answers Magazine that while the 55-year-old drama Inherit the Wind is well-written, the actual court transcripts show how inaccurately the play and subsequent movies depicted the trial. Foote observes that even though he did not produce Alleged to be a direct rebuttal to Inherit the Wind, two thrusts of his film include showing how Darwinian beliefs can be used for nefarious purposes, for example, to justify a purging of the human gene pool, and revealing how the major media delivered a distorted view of the trial in its attempt to attack biblical Christianity. Noah's Ark, discovered again? On April 24th, a Christian group in Hong Kong announced the discovery of Noah's Ark, including footage taken within a wooden structure. As expected, the announcement generated lots of controversy. Even though the wooden structure appears to be legitimate rather than a hoax, it's almost certainly not the Ark. Based on technical data that's been publicly available in maps and scientific papers for more than a decade, geologist Andrew Snelling is convinced that modern Mount Ararat is almost certainly a post-flood volcano, with most of its lavas having erupted during the post-flood ice age. So Noah's Ark could not have landed there on the 150th day of the flood year. See Genesis 8:4. Evolutionary Train of Thought. Dinosaur Train, a children's television program aired on the tax-supported PBS TV network in the United States, is boxcar loaded with evolutionary content. Nevertheless, it could be profitable to watch the program with your child and use solid apologetics teaching to explain where the program derails. For Christian parents, watching Dinosaur Train critically with their children can be a good teaching exercise, like taking them to science museums to give them a biblical perspective on the exhibits. Such engagement by parents can help children deal with the evolutionary teaching that society bombards them with, and that will continue to confront them after they leave home. Whether they have children or not, Christians may wish to contact PBS and request, as taxpayers, that the show's producers alter the program's content, or even suggest that it be dropped outright if the evolutionary dogmatism continues. Rewriting evolution again. Scientists are debating the significance of yet another fossil hominid discovery. Media outlets have proclaimed Australopithecus sediba to be an evolutionary transition between modern humans and some ape-like ancestor, such as the famous Australopithecine, Lucy. Scientists disagree, however, on just what the individual specimens represent. Some believe that they should be classified as Homo instead of Australopithecus. Adding to the confusion is that evolutionists have dated the bones as younger than other remains already labeled Homo, which, if the dating were right, would imply that these individuals could not have been human ancestors. Sediba is actually the fossil remains of a few individuals found in the Malapa Nature Reserve in South Africa, supposedly dating back almost 2 million years. They apparently were about 4 feet or 1.2 meters tall, with long arms and small brains. Some media outlets reported that human evolution's picture now has to be redrawn. A footnote, For example, according to Newsweek, April 8 online, the fossils, quote, have such an unexpected appearance that they will redraw the picture of human evolution, unquote. Also, the opening line of a Daily Mail UK article of April 5th online stated, quote, the discovery of a missing link between man and apes could revolutionize our understanding of how we evolved, unquote. This raises the question, why has so much been so wrong in the evolutionary story of human origins that it may have to be redrawn again? Creationists are more cautious while interpreting news like this. For one thing, the bones have been examined by only one group of scientists, and their interpretation may be challenged dramatically as time passes. Recall the missing link hype over Ida, which quickly evaporated last year. Also, it's impossible for us to determine the full range of features in the original, early post-flood human population. While some cases are fairly clear, for example the Neanderthals, others are difficult, considering the vague evidence that survives. Creationists can be confident of this. The Creator God made humans to be distinct from all animals, in His image, and not from an ape-like creature. See Genesis chapter 1. Based on experience, Sidiba as a supposed missing link will likely fall by the wayside, just as Ida did. Tiktaalik, walking off the stage. Fossilized footprints are causing evolutionists to rethink their beliefs about the fish, Tiktaalik, considered to be the best fossil evidence of the supposed transition of creatures from water to land, as fins changed into limbs. The newly discovered fossil prints from Poland, found in rocks dated older than Tiktaalik, clearly show that an animal was already walking on the mud with a coordinated four-limbed gait. Based on evolutionary dating methods, this means a creature was walking 9 million years before Tiktaalik. Tiktaalik's status as a missing link is now in question in the secular world. Note that although this new discovery is forcing evolutionists to reevaluate their models, their faith in the evolutionary worldview remains unchanged. This new find is not a challenge to biblical creationists, who reject not only the evolutionary transitional claim, but also the supposed dates of millions of years. They argue that Tiktaalik and those new fossil footprints go back only 4,400 years to the time of Noah's flood. So Tiktaalik and the four-legged animal in question lived at the same time, but not necessarily in the same place. One animal was buried at a different time than the other during the year-long flood. An agony to read. The United Kingdom's Guardian newspaper has a new online column called Evolutionary Agony Aunt, offering counsel from the perspective of evolutionary psychology. While the initial columns have been silly, the danger remains that some readers will embrace the immoral advice as solid truth based on science, even though it's completely contrary to scripture and true science. For example, one column counsels a woman wanting to conceive a child to consider having more than one sexual partner. Why? Evolutionary Agony Aunt writes, quote, some Darwinists might say our optimal strategy would be to pair bond with the older male, but surreptitiously allow the younger, sexy male, to fertilize you, unquote. This marriage of evolutionary ideas and immoral teachings highlights the dangers of flirting with error. Biblical Christianity and Darwinian evolution are incompatible, both scientifically and morally.